The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
On the theme, the Lord has given me life to declare His glory. That's our theme. The Lord has given me life to declare His glory. The word declare, I want us to look at Psalm 71 again. Psalm 71, verse 8, verse 17 and 18. Psalm 71, verse 8, verse 17 and 18. Psalm 71, verse 8, verse 17 and 18. You know, sometimes, because of the time it takes to upload the prayers, you can record them and then just play them. I pray that God will give you an excellent mobile phone with a lot of space that you can record things, like the kind of phone that the Lord gave me about 4 years ago. I've been holding this phone. I tell you, it has been a blessing to me. May God give you such a phone. But now I want to change it, because 4 years now, it is beginning to do some things. Yes, myself and the lady pastor. God bless you. Yes. So Psalm 71, verse number 8. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Declaring what? Your splendor all day long. Your splendor is what? Your glory. Aye. Look. If you can say, God, just give me life so that I will declare your glory, God will give you. Because you see, God cannot declare his own glory. I'm telling you, God cannot praise himself. That's the main reason why he has given you life to live, so that you can praise him. You don't know what your praises do. The papa I visited, he's a singer. The moment he raised one of the songs, it looks like, it sounds like tree. It is just in me. I have to find the meaning. Jesus said, "Dear mammy, oh, the mama, I was trying to, they will give me the meaning. We will learn it. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Samson, when he raised them, before your eyes, you will see miracles happening. You will see people vomiting. You will see, it doesn't touch people. Yes, he says that one of the things that can never keep God where he is songs. Songs, praises, worship. It can't keep him where he is. He will come out. He will come out. Hallelujah. Verse 17 and 18 of Psalm 71. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Since my youth, you have taught me, and to this day, I declare your marvelous deeds. You see the secret of David? Since his youth, I don't know who wrote Psalm 71. It is not there. I'll find out. Because David, Solomon, Asaph, Moses, these are the people who composed the Psalms. But David wrote a lot of the majority of them. Yeah, like Psalm 72. David wrote Psalm 72. You see? So I'll find out who wrote 71. But this person is saying, oh Lord, since my youth, you have taught me, and to this day, I declare your marvelous deeds. He has been taught to declare his deeds. He has been taught that God expresses himself or manifests himself in our situation, in the things we go through. How can we know God? Look, even the devil is a blessing. Do you know why the devil is? If the devil were not to be there, we would never see the works of God. Even if the devil doesn't attack, look at Job. When the devil went to obtain permission to attack, we thought that was all. Job thought, look at the thing Job said. Even he cursed the day he was born. I know that day was not Tuesday. Yes. I know it was not Tuesday. Yes. It was not some days. Yes. He cursed the day he was born. He cursed the one who brought the news. Jeremiah has also done that before when he was also going through affliction. Look, God will test you. God will allow the devil to test you. He himself has ways of testing you. He will allow things to come when you are faithful, when he has called you. And let me tell you, anytime these things happen, lift up your hands and worship. It is not easy. I've been there before. Now, I really don't know what will happen and I will not worship God. I'm telling you, we have gone through things, but God tells us, don't say anything. Keep quiet. He said, when we are having problems, we shouldn't tell anybody. We shouldn't say anything. So you see us always smiling. It is a warning from God. So we don't talk. But I tell you, we've gone through things. Health challenges. What are you talking about? Sometimes in your head, we talk to God directly. When he say don't tell people, it doesn't mean that don't tell him. We complain. God, why? 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 You know, why? Should I? Why? How? Why this? Look at the offerings I give. Look at the first fruit I pay. Look at my faithfulness. Look at the things I do for people. Even with what is coming, I have not yet built my house. I have not yet done this. But look at the things I do for people. Why this? Yes. Sometimes those things will come, but you know, they are a test. After that test, a bomb miracle is coming. What is coming? You have no idea. What is coming? I say, you have no idea. What is coming? You have no idea. Verse 18 says in Psalm 71, even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Please, if you want to live long, Psalm 71 verse 18, if you want to live long, never stop praying, and let this be your heart desire. If you want to live a healthy life, if you want to prosper, let this be. In fact, one of the things, if you want to prosper, just tell God that my prosperity will draw people into the kingdom. My promotion will let people know you more. I will use my promotion to talk more about you, to influence. Look, you people who are in top position, that is why God put you there. I know there are some places that you cannot openly stand and talk about Jesus. But look, small. When your people, your subordinate, when they are coming to you, yes, look, Jesus, so look, this, so look, so, let them know who you are. And your being there, use your prayer to change the atmosphere. Use your prayer to reset. Use your prayer to resist the works of the devil. Yes, in secret, not in open. Not in open. So that the agents of Satan will know that, we have an enemy here. Yes, but let them know that you are a child of God. And if that is your heart desire, I am telling you, God will prosper you. Look, God said, I am a jealous God. He is a jealous God. He doesn't want to be compared to any other person. He doesn't want anybody to take his glory. Yes, it's one of the things I have gone to learn. Yes, if there is a way you can cause God to make you, when he knows that others will be blessed, when he knows that his name will go far, when he knows that you will be more committed to him, when he knows that you will go to church, not always online, but you go and show yourself for others. Oh, this man too is in church. Oh, this man is around. I'm telling you, God gave me a message. Those who are just lazy and they are using online, and saying that they don't have money, my so-and-so, my this. But there are some things God is warning me. Say, I am just telling you this. It's not for the people. It's for you, my servant. May God help us. Psalm 96, verse 3. Psalm 96, verse 3. You don't know what happens when we come together. Some of you too, you want to spend only 1 hour in church. Let God give you only 1 hour to live. The day they will tell you that you have only 1 hour to live, that's the day that you know that there is God. Psalm 96, verse number 3. Psalm 96, verse number 3. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. That is why this morning has come. Look, do you know that some people went to bed and they didn't rise up? Do you know that some people have even planned for today that they are going somewhere? They've called a friend that we shall meet here, so, so and so. They've planned a meeting and they didn't wake up. Do you think those who die, they know that they are going to die? No one dies and knows that he's dead. I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, death comes in a way that you will never know. In fact, you are dead even 5 hours, 6 hours before you know that you are dead. Oh, I'm telling you. That's how death is. You are dead about 6 hours before you are no longer in your body before you know that you are dead. That time you can't come back. You have crossed the golden line. There is something we call the golden line. The moment you cross it, that's all. You won't go back. Unless supernaturally God himself takes you out to show you certain things and give you a message to go back. Yes. So you see, we are alive to do what? To declare his glory. To declare his glory. Yes. To declare his glory. And how do we declare his glory? We declare God's glory. We declare his legacy through prayer, through praises, through worship, through sacrifices, through service. Through service. 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 Why are you serving God? Did you just go to sit down in the church? Through service, through sacrifice, through giving. Yes, that's how we declare his legacy. The legacy we have inherited. In Acts chapter 2, verse 11, after the Holy Spirit has come and the people were speaking in tongues, let's see what the people around said. Those who saw them speaking in tongues in verse 11. Let's hear their testimony. Both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. They were declaring the wonders of God. So you see, the Holy Spirit came upon them to declare what? The wonders of God. God wants to hear his wonders. My God is great. My God is this. My God is that. Listen to me, church. Please. One thing I have learned, one impact I have received, and let it remain with me. Be careful what your mouth says. In any situation. Be careful what your mouth says in any news you receive. Be careful how you react. Please, be careful. Be careful what your mouth says. When I was to go to see this great man of God, my air ticket, everything was booked for the 9th May. And he does consultation to bishops, governors, president, top people on Tuesday. Tuesdays are those consultations. And ordinary people. So every Tuesday he meets not less than 50 people of such caliber. And then ordinary people, excuse me, when I say ordinary, other church members, also about 50 or even more. You see them. Everybody will be in the chapel. When it is your turn, you go in a group of 30. To the first office, you go to the second office. Hey, then before you can now enter his main office. His main office is like a chapel. They've arranged the seat in stairs. So when you are sitting, somebody is sitting down or you are sitting, you are seeing the top of the head of the top of the person round before his table. He has no secret. Anything you go there, when you get to him, you kneel down. I don't know. He doesn't say kneel down. Everybody who gets there, you kneel down. The man carries some power. I can't understand. When you enter the office, you know that, You can't just misbehave. If you kill everything you are saying, everybody is hearing. Everybody is hearing. No secret. No secret. Oh, no secret. Whatever he's telling you, everybody is hearing. Before me, he shut down governor. A governor. Yes. You people, you politicians, you, when they put you there, when they put you there, you only think about your family. Look at the poor. What? Get away. Out. I don't know you. What do you? Come on. Get away. Next. This man knelt down with his two bodyguards beside him. I started shaking. I said, yeah. So what is this man going to do to me? Governor. Look, let me tell you something. There are two things you must seek for. When you have them, look, when you have them, only God can control you. When you have them, you have power. Money, power, and spiritual power. I'm telling you, money, power, and spiritual power. But listen to me, get more of spiritual power, because when you have spiritual power, spiritual authority, money will come. Papa Oma Opai, when you go to his house, there is a place for V8, about 25, park. There is a place for Rolls Royce. There is a place for, some of the cars, they didn't write anything. You don't see the writing. Because I didn't go there to work, but you just see. Toyota Camry. I only saw one, Toyota Camry, somewhere in the corner. I mean, as if it is not a car. Okay! Even his PA, personal assistant, Joseph Linus, the man that you, if you don't see that man, you can't see him. Apart from God and the wife, Joseph Linus has served this man for 30 years. He's the closest to this man. When he's singing, the guy who sings, who raises the song behind him, he travels with him the whole world. He has been serving for 30 years. He holds PhD in finance. PhD in finance and banking. What are you talking about? Married with four children. He's having 3 V8. And somebody bought him a Rolls Royce. What are you talking about? When I was to go there, all the planes, Association of Airline, Air Travel in Nigeria, they shut down. Announcement came on Friday that from the 9th, they are not going to fly, meaning that there is no plane for me. How come that only on the 9th May, the day I am traveling is the day they said they are going on strike? Come and see. Pastor Prince and others. Oh, Pastor Prince, he is very good at that. He arranged with my deacons and then Edem Agbedo. These people are very good in those things. They are good. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. What do we do? Up to Sunday. So we started making alternative arrangement to go with African World from Accra to Lagos. Then from when I get to Lagos, then we shall see what to do. Even if I have to travel the whole night by road. Because by air from Lagos to Accra Ibom is 1 hour, 14 minutes flight by air. But you know, before we realize, Ibom Air, the one that will fly me from Lagos to Accra Ibom, Oyo, the capital, they have resigned their decision. They say, as for them, they will fly. They are going to fly. So it means that if I fly with African World to Lagos, I will still get there. So Ibom Air, they have resigned. They say, we are still part of the association, but we will fly our passengers. Do you know who they wanted to fly? Delali Boja. Some small man hiding somewhere. Because of some small man. Listen to me. God knows who you are. I'm telling you. Only God knows who you are. Don't underrate yourself. It's one thing I've gone to learn. What this man said to me, even the person who led me there, who linked me to the PA and then led me there, say, oh, it's my father. When we got there, say, but you, I don't know you. Why are you here? I don't know you. He said, well, I came with him. Then I mentioned, I defend. So I came with him. He linked me to the PA. After PA has spoken to me, and then he is the Nigerian that I know, that I asked to bring me. He said, oh, I see. Then he told him, say, look, when you go out, go and listen to this man. He's your boss, eh? I say, wow. God knows who you are. Before midnight, after we have booked African World, again, before midnight, the Air Travel of Nigeria Association resigned their decision. They came with the announcement that they have resigned their, they will fly. They will fly from the 9th. Monday, they are flying. So we have to go back to my airpiece. So it will take 21 days for African World to refund our money to us. Beloved, when the news came, I didn't say anything. I packed and I was repacking. A pastor friend called me and said, Dela, you say you are, have you heard the announcement? I said, yes. So what are you doing? I said, I'm going. The man has booked me for 10th Tuesday. I am going. He said, ah, you, I say, I am going. God will take me there. I don't know, but I am going. I am seeing Papa on Tuesday. Did I see him? Yes. Did I see him? Yes. Please, let's be careful. Let's be careful, because it is in our situation that God expresses himself and manifests himself. Before we pray, tomorrow is my birthday, and I have a naming ceremony in the morning. And I'm also supposed to receive a visitor. And I tell you, that visitor is another great man, a lecturer in the Bible college outside the country. And I didn't know how I was going to handle myself. I didn't know how I was going to handle him. So it was bothering me. But we have already arranged that tomorrow, after the naming ceremony, I'll wait in the office and then somebody will bring him. Because I wanted, after the naming, just to come home and rest, be in my room and praise the Lord and thank the Lord. That is all. Ah! But this man said, it is only that day I have, and I have to see you by all means. Your name has been mentioned to me, so and so, I need to see you. I said, okay, come. And I said, okay, God, it wasn't within me that I need to welcome the person, but you know, we have already arranged. And I wasn't complaining. Yesterday around 8 p.m., the person just called me. He said, do you know, are you there? Yes. Oh, I read. Yes, you said that, yes, tomorrow, Saturday is your 21st, your birthday, and you have many after that. You want to rest and all that, but then you've already arranged that, okay, I will see you and all that. Oh, I celebrate you so and so. But man of God, my coming has been postponed. And I don't know how to tell you. When I was going to call you, I am worried because I know you are prepared to welcome me. Something has just crossed my way, and so I cannot come tomorrow. I would rather make it a week's time to come. I say hallelujah. Glory be to God. I say, man of God, it is good. Even next week is better. Oh, don't cry. Don't worry at all. This is, beloved, please, let's be careful. Let's hand over things to God. This is the time we should know Christ more. This is the time we should know the Holy Spirit more, because the days ahead are terrible days. I'm telling you, the days ahead, we must know the Holy Spirit and get closer to God. Let me end here. Let's use these few minutes to pray. Look, this exhortation alone is a deliverance to somebody. This exhortation alone is healing to somebody. This exhortation alone is a breakthrough for somebody. This exhortation alone, let me tell you, God is using to change the level of somebody. And please, I want you, whatever you are doing, give attention. You cannot put this thing on, Yes, even if you are washing down, be hearing, follow. When you are driving, put the earpiece and watch the road and drive and be listening. Because a word can come out of it. Because the Spirit of God is speaking, I'm just a vessel. You can get solution. Your eyes can be open. Yes. Let me read to you what Papa Uma has been sending. I thank God that many of you are now following his this thing. He has some powerful and terrible quotes that when you, in fact, one of the things that he sent, let me read it. He said, God is a storehouse that cannot be exhausted, no matter how it is drawn. You get that? God is a storehouse that cannot be exhausted, no matter how it is drawn. That means there is nothing you can ask God. There is no amount of anything you want from God that will exhaust him. Let me continue. His power has no measure of comparison. The uttermost power, the absolute power, his power is beyond the boundary of human language. His power is beyond the count of arithmetic. His power is the imperial power. Imperial means royal, kingship. And he shall fight your battle. This is the way the man talks. This is how he has met God. He has seen God. He has seen the light of God. He was fasting 100 days. 100 days. 100 days to see God. 100 days to be anointed. And the wife started crying that this man is going to die and leave me as a widow. He said, if God doesn't reveal himself to me, I am not ending the 100 days fasting. 100 days. He has done that several times. 100 days. Only at this age that he has stopped those kind of long fasting. And the light of God appeared to him. And God spoke out of the light. So this is how he knows God. This is how he speaks. Yes. He doesn't lay hands. Whatever, when you go there, whatever you need, he say, go. It is done. Sometimes say, my father, you have hurt him. You have hurt her. Do it for her. Then you say, just go. It is done. Finish. You go and the next time you are coming for testimony. Beloved, I want us all to rise to this level of faith. May the Lord bless you for following. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you this morning for your word, for this revelation, for this insight. Let's thank God for his word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this revelation. We thank you for this insight, O God. We thank you for this insight. We thank you for this insight. We thank you for this revelation. Rato shakarato skata. Iprato riteke boshu karita. Iprata kurimasi ulakarando. Lipaparakata. Ile preketeke barante. Le prokoto karande. Zipepepepe utula kariteke boziketeke bali. We give you glory for the testimonies, Lord. We give you glory for your word, O God. Shali krados kitele bashande. Ipaparakata kabajata. We thank you for the exposition. We thank you for the exposition. Your word is powerful. Your word is quick and active, O God. Your word changes us. Your word transforms us. Your word increases our faith. Your word inspires us. Your word, O God, grows our faith. Our spirit and our faith, O God. We thank you. We celebrate you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we want to destroy the works of the devil in the night. According to Matthew chapter 13, verse 28. Matthew 13, 28. Wise men slept. An enemy. So tears. Wise men slept. This is physical and also moral. Physical in the night. The moral, when you are not aware at your hindsight. Yes. When you are not aware, what happens behind you when you are not aware? Yes. Even in the day, when you are not, things that are going on around you, when you are not aware. When men slept, when men were not awake, when men were not aware. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every activity of the devil. every operation of the devil, every projection of the devil into the atmosphere, every projection, every operation, every activity of the devil and his agents in the night, in the night, in the night, in the night, into the day, every projection, every activity, every operation, every conspiracy, every action of the devil and his agents, of witches, wizards, the occultic, whatever spells, whatever charms, whatever projections they have made, whatever utterances, whatever invocations, whatever curses that they have made into the atmosphere to gain advantage over the children of God and over the church and over the system with the Holy Ghost fire, we destroy. We destroy them. We destroy them. We destroy them with the Holy Ghost fire and the blood of Jesus Christ. We destroy, we destroy. We destroy, we destroy. Every activity of the devil in the night, we destroy, we destroy. Anything that has been projected to affect negatively our testimony, our destiny, our dream, our star, anything that has been projected to affect our health, to affect our marriages, our businesses, our dreams, our career, our vision, our health, our families, our marriages, our husbands, our wives, our children, our education, our finances, our relationships, our work with God, we destroy. We destroy. We destroy. We destroy. We destroy with the Holy Ghost fire. We destroy, we destroy, we destroy, we destroy, we destroy, we destroy. Likarata kuse keteketeketeke barakata. Lipaparakata kabayakata. Liprekete barokoto kabarakatua. Lipaparakatuka likaruta kabayakata. Lipekerekete reketeke baratuska. We destroy them. We destroy them. We destroy them. We destroy, 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 we destroy. Ratakusha kayaka tayaka. Lipriketeke baruku tu kabante. Walikaruta kabastike mushakayata kaba. Any evil that has gone on when men were asleep, when mankind was to sleep and rest, and the evil was going on, we destroy that evil. Let that evil be swallowed. 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 Let that wickedness be swallowed. Let it 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 be swallowed. In Jesus' mighty name. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare that today I am alive to declare the legacy of God. I am alive to declare the legacy of God, to declare the wonders of God, to declare the deeds of God. I declare this morning, I declare this morning that in every situation, let my God show up, 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 whatever it is that I'm going through, I declare to you, I declare to every situation that surrounds me, you are an expression of God. You are a channel of God's expression. 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 A manifestation. You, this situation, you, this attack of the devil on my health, on my business, on my career, on my health, on my business, on my career, on my marriage, whatever thing the devil is attacking in my life, I declare that attack is a channel of God's expression, is a channel of God's manifestation. It's a channel. It's a channel. Speak to the attack right now. Say, you this attack. You are a channel of God's manifestation. You are a channel of God's expression. Whatever weapon has been fired at me is not against me. It's against God. 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 It's against God.
It's against
because
God.
The Bible says,
because the Bible says.
The Bible says.
The Bible says. There is
no weapon.
There is no weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon.
That is fashion.
That is fashion.
Against me.
Against me.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Any attack.
Any weapon.
That is fired.
That is fired.
It's not against
me. It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
Any weapon.
Any weapon.
That
has been fired
against
any area
of my life. It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
That persecution.
It's not against me.
That persecution.
That persecution. From my friends.
From my friends.
From others.
From others.
From my enemies.
From my enemies.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
Persecution.
Persecution.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me. Hatred.
Ancient
hostility.
It's not against me.
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 Poverty.
Poverty.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
It's not against me.
Delays.
Delays.
It's not against me.
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 Stagnation.
Stagnation.
Failure.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
It's not against me.
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 Against my
it's
God.
Against my God.
It's against
it's
my
against
God.
Against my God.
It's against
it's
my God.
Against my God.
It's against
it's
my God.
Against my God.
It's against my
it's
God.
Against my
it's
God.
Against my
it's
God.
Against my
and
God.
He's expressing
and
himself.
He's expressing
he's
himself.
Expressing himself.
He's 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 expressing
the way my husband is treating me.
The way my husband is treating me.
The way my wife is treating me.
The way my wife is
the way my children are treating me.
The way my children are
the way my family is treating me.
The way my family is treating me.
The way my boss is treating me.
The way my boss is treating me.
My colleagues are treating me.
Colleagues are treating
me.
It's not against 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 me at all.
It's not against me.
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 It's against my God.
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 It's against my
God.
It's against
my God.
It's against my God. It's against my God. So that
he will express himself.
He will express himself.
So that
he will express himself.
He will express himself. So that
he will express himself.
So that
he will express himself.
This sickness is not against
me. Not against
this
me.
Health attack.
This health attack.
This health challenge.
This health challenge
is not against
me. Not against
it's not against
it's
me.
Not against
for my body.
For my body
is the temple,
is the temple
of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Therefore,
this sickness
is against
the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
is against
the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
who is manifesting,
himself
right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
For this sickness.
For this sickness.
To disappear
for this sickness
to cease
for this affliction
to die in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I will take 10 more minutes of your time. Listen, you heard the way we prayed for the night. That's how you should pray when you wake up. Because the night has been created for us to rest and our bodies to be restored back, to be healed. I'm telling you, scientists have found out that in darkness releases some chemicals that heals our body. That's why it is not good to sleep with light on. It is not good to sleep with light on. God made the night for the body to rest and also for spiritual warfare. So you do some warfare, 1 hour, you go back to sleep. But night, the devil also use night. His agents use darkness to operate. So it is your right. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 25 and 26. Night is a covenant. Day is a covenant. God has covenanted with night and day. That night and day will never cease. So you can say that my day is a covenant day. This covenant day, you are supposed to produce my testimony. Yes. And the day will produce. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare that this covenant day
should
release my testimony. Release my expectation.
Release my miracle.
You this covenant day. Release my testimony.
Yes, release my dream.
Release my answers to all my prayers.
You are my covenant day to release.
Shine out, every darkness,
every spiritual darkness in my atmosphere. atmosphere,
in any
aspect of my
life.
Let the light of God shine out.
Agents of darkness in my atmosphere, in my environment. Let the light of Yahweh shine them out. Arrest them. Let the light of God.
The light of God shine on my path to show me the way. Let the light of God shorten my way.
Bring forward my miracles, my achievements, my breakthrough.
Yes, the Lord.
Let the light of God. Let the light of God terminate every delay in my life, in my life, 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 let the light of God shine forth, shine forth, shine forth, shine forth, and shine out, and shine out, and shine out, and shine out, every negative situation in my family, in my home, in my home, in my home, in my home, in my home. Let the light of God shine forth, shine forth, shine forth, shine out, and 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 shine out
garment. Let the light of God shine away. Every darkness from my house. Every darkness from my home. Every darkness from my marriage. Every darkness from my sinuses. Every darkness from my body.
Let the light of God shine out, shine out, shine out.
Let the light of God shine out.
Every darkness, every darkness, every darkness, every work of the devil, every work of the devil, shine out, shine out, shine away, shine away, shine away. Anything that is causing delay, anything that is causing delay, anything that is causing delays, anything that is causing delays, anything that is causing delay, any spirit behind delays, any spirit behind delays, any power behind delays, any demon behind delays.
Any
curse behind delays.
Any
curse behind delays.
Any
charm.
Any
spell.
Any spell
behind delays.
Behind delays.
Behind my situation.
Let the light of God
shine out. Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the light of God shine out. Shine out. Shine out. Shine out.
Shine out.
Shine out. Shine out. Shine out. Shine out.
Shine out, yes Lord. Let the light of God shine.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's thank the Lord for the answered prayer. Father, we thank you for the answered prayer this day. We thank you for a testimony-filled weekend.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, a celebrated weekend.
Testimony food, we can celebrate in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.
and whoso